Well, good morning. I always come back to the Lord is my shepherd. When I was a boy, my mother, as any great parent would be, was quite skilled at volunteering my brothers and me to help out our neighbors. Occasionally, the favor would require delivering or returning an item at night to a neighbor down the street. Now, we lived in a safe neighborhood. However, there was this one short section of our street with no homes and no streetlights on one side. Just a dark, ominous, and undeveloped hillside. I can still remember approaching that darker section. I would pause for a moment, recite Psalm 23, and then I'd sprint full speed to the next streetlight. Whatever monsters I imagined were lurking in those shadows, well, they were going to have to work to catch me. From a young age, I learned the powerful impact of coming back to the imagery of the Lord being my shepherd. Psalm 23 is one of the most well-known and loved passages of the Bible. It was written by David, the second king of Israel. In his youth, David was a shepherd and the one who killed Goliath, the Philistine giant and champion. Through the words of poets like King David, God, in the Psalms, desired to stir emotions and invoke a response. I believe Psalm 23 does this in the most powerful of ways. We'll be focusing specifically on verses 1 through 4. Psalm 23, verses 1 through 4. Go ahead and turn or scroll to Psalm 23, verses 1 to 4 with me. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The God of the universe, depicted as a humble and diligent shepherd. It's powerful and it's comforting. The passage clearly reveals the Lord as engaged, active, and involved in the lives of his people. The Lord, my shepherd. An incredible amount of meaning is packed into this brief opening line, the Lord is my shepherd. The word translated Lord here comes from the Hebrew phrase, I am. It is the personal name of God used throughout the Old Testament. It is the phrase God used to introduce himself to Moses in Exodus chapter 3. The name emphasizes his timelessness and his self-sufficiency. God's eternal existence and the humbling reality that God is not dependent on us or anything else. Yet throughout the book of Exodus, God promised to take care of his people. He revealed himself to be full of love, compassion, patience, faithfulness, and forgiveness. The use of Lord by David conveys the concepts of transcendence and personal involvement. It is completely appropriate for us as Christians to automatically apply Lord to Jesus Christ. That is why Jesus referred to himself as the Good Shepherd in John 10. He was later called the Chief Shepherd in Hebrews and was referenced as that great shepherd of the sheep by Peter. Further emphasizing the personal nature of this psalm is the association of Lord with my. The Lord is my shepherd. The tendency among Judaism was to refer to our God. And so the connection of the great I am with me, with my, makes the psalm uniquely personal and exceptionally relatable. The Lord, my shepherd, provides for me. The Lord, my shepherd, provides for me. and therefore I have rest. The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. As a shepherd, David knew that the quality of a sheep's life was dependent on the character of its shepherd. Sheep are completely dependent on their shepherd for provision, guidance, and protection. The people of God were well acquainted with shepherds. In Israel, as in other ancient societies, a shepherd's work was considered one of the lowest jobs. For example, David was the youngest in his family, and naturally, he was stuck with tending the sheep. Shepherds lived with their sheep 24 hours a day. The task of caring for them was unending. As a modern-day shepherd put it, sheep require more endless attention and meticulous care than any other class of livestock. Despite the job's undesirability, the image conveys feelings of care, provision, and protection. A good shepherd was personally concerned with the welfare of the sheep. Obviously, this psalm is not suggesting that God will give us everything we want. In fact, the emphasis is on the spiritual fulfillment that only the Lord provides. However, Jesus did say, "Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things, what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear, all these things will be given to you as well." The result of the Lord being my shepherd is that I have all I need, and therefore I have rest. He makes me lie down in green pastures. In the book, A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23 by W. Philip Keller, to rest, sheep must be free from fear, tension in the flock, pests, and hunger. This demands an incredible amount of work and involvement on the part of the shepherd. And similarly, we are able to find rest in this life and the next because the work of Christ is by his life, his death, and his resurrection that we are saved and can rest assured that God is busy working all things out for the good of those who love him. Which is why Jesus said in Matthew 11, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." We rest in him who has done everything for us. And therefore, I have peace. He leads me beside quiet waters. Quiet waters, it instills an immediate sense of calmness for me. For many, overlooking a vast expanse of water has a very calming effect. For a sheep, quiet waters is more about necessity and survival. Calm, clean water is what sheep require for drinking. When discussing spiritual matters beside a well with a woman, Jesus explained that the water he offered was more sustaining than mere H2O. He developed his idea a little bit further, and we can read about it in John 4, starting in verse 13, but the emphasis is in 14. Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." It is this living water that Jesus provides for his followers that gives us peace. The Lord can fill us with peace even when we have every reason to be terrified or confused. The Apostle Paul would later write in Philippians 4:7, "And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. When I trust my Lord's ability to provide, I find rest, I experience his peace, and I am restored. The psalm goes on to say, he refreshes my soul. Like an experienced shepherd, Jesus knows where to find the green pastures and the quiet waters that will restore us. With the Lord as our shepherd, even when we find ourselves in situations where we do not have all we need, or at least all that we think we need, we can find contentment in the shepherd. He knows exactly what we need and how best to provide it. Author and pastor Max Lucado emphasized this point well when he wrote, "What you have in your shepherd is greater than what you don't have in life. The Lord my shepherd provides. The Lord my shepherd also guides me. He guides me along the right paths. God guides his people. He knows where he wants to take his followers, and he knows the best way to get there. The problem is that people, like sheep, easily wander off. Rebelling against or resisting the shepherd's leading is simply rebelling against what is best for us. With the Lord my shepherd guiding me, I have direction. Right paths implies a desired destination. The shepherd was taking his sheep somewhere, moving with purpose and intentionality. Followers of Christ are not haphazardly floating through life. God has a plan and a purpose for your life, but he will not force it on you. You must willingly follow. The destination is eternity with the Lord, and the journey is intended to develop Christ-likeness. With the Lord my shepherd guiding me, I have direction and I have freedom. There is great freedom in the righteousness that we have through faith in Christ. Following Jesus is not about some boring, rule-focused religion. This psalm actually brings out that following the shepherd, it's an adventure that transforms you into the person that you were created to be. It's exciting, sometimes scary. But it is all a part of what God is doing inside of his followers. When we are seeking the Lord's will, we can rest assured that he won't let us go astray. When talking with high school students stressed out about their post-high school plans and decisions, after listening, I often reassure them that as long as they are making decisions with a desire to go and do what God desires of them, he'll be sure to get them right where they need to be. The presence and guidance of the Lord go together. When we let God guide us, we will find contentment in him. The Lord my shepherd claims me. For his name's sake, we are his sheep, not frightened, passive animals, but obedient followers, wise enough to follow the one who will lead to the right places and in the right ways. The focus of the psalm is not in the animal-like qualities of the sheep, but on the faithfulness of the shepherd. The underlying promise attached to the name of the Lord has always been his presence. From the Old Testament through the New, when it talks about the name of the Lord, The promise of his presence is going to be right there. I will be with you. That was one of the first things that the Lord God said to Moses when he was calling him out to lead his people. He said, tell them I am sent you, and I will be with you. That is echoed throughout God's word, the promise of I will be with you. The Lord will keep his promises to his people as if his honor and his reputation were at stake. Because the Lord claims you, or claims me, I am secure. The psalm then takes kind of a dark twist. In verse 4, we read, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. Ancient shepherds carried a rod to club down wild animals and a staff to keep the sheep in control. The rod and staff represents God's constant care, guidance, and his protection. And if you look closely, you notice the change in the wording at this point of the psalm. At this point in the poem, the third person pronoun he is replaced by the second person pronoun you. The passage becomes even more personal. It says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you. Instead of talking about the Lord, he's talking directly to the Lord. You are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. The reality is that God's leading and our trust through the difficulties and uncertainties of life are what bring us the closest to him in this life. Interestingly enough, the darkest valley is as much of an important part of following the Lord as the green pastures and the quiet waters. My security is not found in my environment, whether green pastures, quiet waters, or darkest valley, but in my shepherd. With the Lord as my shepherd, I have nothing to fear. Psalm 23 is a song of trust and confidence. The answer to the fear we experience and the evil we may face is the shepherd's close presence. He is the one who protects and calms anxiety. I once heard a story about a man who was caring for his dying mother. One morning, he was both saddened and relieved to find that his mother had passed away during the night. Her Bible was on the nightstand, open to Psalm 23. She had written something in the margins next to the psalm. And as he looked a little closer, he read, "The secret to a happy life, a happy death, and a happy eternity." With the Lord as our shepherd, we have nothing left to fear. Let me pray for us. Lord, we thank you and we love you. We thank you for the way that you actively and caringly involve yourself in our lives, that you are the one watching out for us and leading us. And I ask that you would give us the faith and the trust to follow you, Lord, whether through green pastures, along quiet waters, or through the darkest valley. I ask that you would be filling those in here this morning, Lord, with comfort, with courage, and with strength. Lord, we know that you are the one that can heal our hearts and restore our soul. And we ask that you would be doing that even now, that you would fill us with your spirit, and that we would be sensitive to your guiding and your encouragement as we do our best to live a life that is honoring and pleasing to you. I ask that you would give us hearts that truly want to worship you, hearts that put you first, and hearts that are willing to follow your lead, no matter where that is. We give these offerings to you, Lord, with grateful hearts. We ask that you would use these resources to do your will here in this community and throughout the world. We love you, and in Jesus' name, amen.
No! never failed me yet. You never have and you never will come.
I always come back to the Lord is my shepherd. The quality of a sheep's life is dependent on the character of its shepherd. Everyone is a follower of something or someone. The question is, who are you following? Psalm 23 is boldly and unmistakably personal. Verse 1 begins with the shepherd, and verse 4 concludes the metaphor with his rod and his staff, symbols of protection, control, and comfort. The presence, guidance, and protection of the Lord, they go together, and they go with his people. Have a great time celebrating the 4th this week. God's best to you from Green Valley Church.